Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless all of you tonight who have joined us for the Bloodline. We welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a wonderful day to give God praise, and we plan to give him 1,000 thank yous individually, and then billions of praises worldwide. I want to thank you from all over the world for coming all over the world, from all over the world, every nation, every city, every hamlet, from all over the world, oh my God, just to give God, not just, but to give God praise. And every nation, 194 different countries, amen, going to give God praise. Oh my God, he's waiting on your praise. He wants you to know that he loves you and thanks you for honoring him like this. I keep telling you that the enemy was in heaven. That's his historicity. Look in the 12th chapter of Revelation. You'll see it. What was he there doing? He was trying to stop the praise. The Bible said there was a war in heaven. And God sent his angels to fight against Satan, who was trying to defeat all of heaven. And some people think that the angels in heaven were the target. They were not the target. The target was God himself. The enemy meant to hurt God. And he devised a wicked scheme to hurt God. And some of y'all say, well, God can't be hurt. Yes, God can be hurt. What does the Bible say about don't bruise the heart of the Holy Spirit? And then on top of that, whose image were you made in? In Genesis, it tells you that you were made in the image of God. Can you be hurt? If you can be hurt, then God can be hurt. Hurt by many times the ones who are close to him, who bruise him and wound him. And so the enemy sought to bruise God and to wound God and hurt God up in heaven. He got those who were closest to God, tried to convince them not to worship God. And evidently, some of them failed, because from that he was able to convince one-third of the heavenly host to stop worshiping God. How do you think he did it? He got some of those leaders right around him. Yeah, some of those leaders right around him to go against God. And one-third of the heavenly host got kicked out of heaven. So let me tell you something. Don't let the enemy stop your praise, because the Bible says, woe be to the inhabitants of the earth. Because the enemy has come down with great wrath. Yeah. Why? Because he knows that his time ain't long. He lost the battle, and he's trying to win the battle down here. So if he was trying to stop the praise in heaven, what do you think he's trying to do on the blog line, on the prayer line, on the youth prayer line? He's trying to stop the praise. His M.O. hasn't changed. It's the same. He got that from God. Trying to be God. What do you mean, Dr. Johnson? God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And so the enemy, trying to be God, he tried to be the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, but he can't do it. Yeah, he's a fluctuating, flighty type spirit. He can't stand. God has been the same for eras and centuries, but the enemy cannot stand. So, whatever you do, keep your praise going. It's not frivolous to be on the blog line saying thank you, thank you. Because we give you, some of y'all ought to check this out, you ought to realize this, that we've given you at least 50 to 100 reasons why you ought to praise him. We're reminding you to praise him because you got joy. Praise him for the peace. A whole lot of peace all around the world, you know. And then there's a lot of unrest everywhere. A lot of people don't have peace. That's a reason to praise God. If you got peace in your life, that's an awesome reason to praise God. Remember, I remember the richest man in the world, Howard Hughes, at one time, who owned airplane companies and everything else. And they interviewed him and said, what would you want if you could, something that money came by, if you could have one thing, since you're the richest man in the world, what would you want? And he said, if I could just have a little peace. That's a reason to praise God. When we say praise Him for peace, you don't realize how marvelous, how wonderful that is. That would be a great praise. When we tell you praise Him for love, praise Him for your family, praise Him for great health. You know how many people are sick? I just heard a testimony from a great leader, and he has cancer. See, you ought to praise Him because you are well. And when we give you these reasons, keep praising the Lord. All right, I want to get prayer request here, and then we're going to pray for you and then praise God 1,000 times for that, as well as all these other people who really don't say anything, but we're going to thank God for you and thank God for a lot of things. Amen. If you have a prayer request, I don't know if Ambassador Hagen, if you could open the lines. I'm not able to do that tonight. Amen. But if you hear me, could you open those lines? Can anybody hear me? Can you say something if you open? Anyone?
Amen. We can hear you.
Yeah,
we're here. Amen, Chief.
All right. I want to get so one day, when I ask y'all something, that immediately y'all answer. Amen. All right.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all take a minute to answer. Amen. I want one of y'all, if you can, if you have a prayer request, put it on the prayer line here. The line is open to you if you have a prayer request. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for every person on this log line. You said men ought to always pray and not faint. God, we're not fainting, but we are praying. And we understand that we ought not be weary in well-doing, for in due season if we shall reap, even if it's on this log line. Sometimes it doesn't seem like it's worthwhile. The enemy would make it seem like that. But you said we would reap if we faint not. And God, we're not fainting. We're coming to you with praise and leading people all over the world into praising you 1,000 times. Oh, God, what an ultra, ultra, ultra awesome blessing that is to the kingdom of God as well as to the world. We got people who are thanking you for everything that you've done. What an awesome blessing. Now, Lord, I've learned that when you're praised, when praises go up, blessings come down. I'm asking you to look on these precious, precious people. Oh, some are down. Pick them up, Lord. Some got problems in their home. Solve the problem. Some have problems on their job. Solve the problems. Some have problems in the church. Solve the problems in the choir, on the usher board, in the mother's board. Oh, God, so many places that the enemy is trying to attack the church and try to bring it down nationwide. But God, oh, send your anointing. Why? Because, Lord, your anointing destroys all those yokes, everything that the enemy is trying to do. Your anointing will destroy that yoke. I'm asking you to do it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, do it. Those who are hungry, Lord, let them be fed. Those who don't have the clothes, Lord, that they need for their job, for church, and everything else, supply the need for clothing. And those who have eyes that are low and affected where they can't see well, I'm asking you to heal the eyes in Jesus' name. And those who have ears but they can't hear well, heal the ears. Heal those sinuses, God. So many people around the world are suffering with sinus problems. Drop in there, Lord. Go, just heal it in Jesus' name. I'm asking you to heal those lungs. So many people had asthma or have asthma like I had it. Heal them. Some people have COPD and have to be on that oxygen that the doctors prescribe for people all around the country. God, set them free from that. Set them free in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for people who are going through any physical conditions, those feet, Lord. Some have feet that hurt so bad, and it may seem minute to some others. But God, oh my God, to you, you demonstrate that you care. Thank you for your word tells us that you care. Care for your people. Care for everything they're going through. And I want to thank you for how you care for your people. Some have problems in their legs. Can't hardly walk. They got pains all in their legs. Oh, God, thank you for my legs, for you bless me. Not have that, but I'm asking you. I feel their pain. Lord, touch them in the name of Jesus and help them to make it. Oh, God, let them have a good night's rest. Some can't sleep. The enemies try to attack them in their sleep. But I'm asking you to take that away, Lord, and give them peace in their minds. Help them to be able to go to sleep and to rest their bodies. The enemy doesn't want them to sleep. God, I pray that you let the curse be reversed on him. And God, give your people peace in the name of Jesus. And then some have had things to happen where they are bereaved and they don't have much joy. Turn it around, Lord, and soothe their aching hearts and help them. In Jesus' mighty name, we glory in you. We give you honor. We ask for forgiveness for every sin of omission, things that we missed, Lord, that we should have done. And then every sin of commission, things that we did that we shouldn't have done. Every thought, everything that's not like you. I ask that you let the Holy Ghost take over, Lord, take over. Let the Holy Ghost be on this line. And let the blessings of the Lord be upon the people. And the blessings of the Lord move in a special way. Thank you, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus. Thank you for echo, Lord, to echo the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus,
thank you, Jesus,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 Th Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus
in the name of Jesus. Thank God for you. God bless all of you on the blog line. I want to thank you, Ambassador Mr. Hendricks. Amen. You held up our arms, and I appreciate it. Some of y'all who want to hold our arms up, amen, we want you to be a part. But I need to know who you are. Amen. Some of y'all are still left on the line. Let me know you're on the line so we can get you as a part of what we're doing. We love you, and we appreciate you. I'm down here in Hinesville, Georgia. Amen. Good people, wonderful people, precious people. Oh, my God. I want to thank God for the Higgins who rolled out the red carpet for your chief ambassador. And I appreciate it more than I can express in words. God bless you. We have a great time and looking forward for a greater time even on tomorrow. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
And I'll keep y'all.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. You and you. And you and you and you. Yeah? Anybody want to say something before we go? I can stand encouragement on this line. And I can, you know, we want a word. I don't know if Ambassador-elect Baker is on the line, but we certainly want to open the line to any of you who want to give a praise report or say a word of encouragement. It's always good. Always good. Amen. For you to do something like that. The line is open to you. Anybody? The line is open to you. Thank you, Jesus. Just jump right in there and say something. All right?
My praise report, this is Sheila Brown in Kansas. My praise report, this land really blesses my soul and my spirit. I just praise God that I came, that Sister Betty Baker put me in contact with you all. Thank God for this line.
God bless you. That's encouragement. Thank you so very, very much. Thank you. All right, the line's open to you. Anybody else want to say something, give a praise report, or a word of encouragement, or anything you want to say? It's a good thing. Why don't you come on and let the Lord use you? Anybody? Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
314, Ambassador Lex Bernada Jones. Love you, Dr.
Yes,
Johnson.
God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you, Ambassador Elect Renata Jones. I thank you all. You and Sister Thelma Rush got together and did something special for your chief here, and I appreciate it very, very much. I understand that Ambassador Hodges will be a part of that also, but I want to thank y'all. Oh, my God. Y'all bless my heart. Amen. y'all almost made me. Thank you. We love you, too. And you almost made me want to run down the hallway, just jumping up and down, saying, glory, 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 glory. But I held myself together, but thank God.
Thank God.
But yeah, amen. Amen. I've had some of y'all, you know, some people won't ever, well, I won't say won't. I won't put that out there. But some people have never helped. Amen. Never helped. And yet we preach to them. And when they hear one message at their own church, they give a wonderful offering. They hear one message at their own church, and they're a blessing to that church and everything else. But we preached not only one message, but numerous, numerous messages. And we prayed many, many, many times. And yet they've never, never given anything to the ministry. Amen. Is that fair? Well, I'm going to tell God about it. He's a fair God. And thank God for you anyway. God bless you. We love y'all. We love y'all. And,
amen.
We thank God for you. Let me give my address one more time. P.O. Box 26593. Yeah, 26593 in Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. Amen. God bless you. I'm not trying to hurt anybody. I'm just telling the truth. And in this day and time, people hate to hear the truth. They don't want to hear the truth. But it is the truth, and thank you for it. God bless you. Is there anybody else who wants to say something? The line is open to you. Come on, jump in there. All right, God bless you. Anybody else have a praise report? The line is open to you. All right, God bless you. We love you. Here's my prayer for you. I'm asking God to bless you in the city and bless you in the field and bless you going out Bless your coming in. Bless you when you walk. Bless you when you talk. Bless you on your jobs. Bless your health. Bless your strength. I'm asking God to give you a promotion on your job. Let you make more money in the name of Jesus. I knew it's happened many times when I prayed. Why don't you want it to happen to you? If you just desire this, God can turn that thing around for you and bountifully bless you too. And I'm asking God to bless your health and bless your strength. Bless you when you travel. Keep your home safe. Lord, as I travel down here, I ask you to bless me. I ask you to keep this plane in the air. Keep their cars on the road when they travel. Keep the planes in the air. God, whichever way they go, but protect them in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, I'm asking you to shake that chuck tree up in heaven. Some people don't even understand that, but there is a way that you send blessings to your people. I'm saying it's the chuck tree. And God, shake it. If you shake it, Lord, chucks will fall off. And fall down again in the name of Jesus. God, I receive it myself.
I receive it. I receive it.
Thank you, Jesus. I receive it, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, I'm praying. Now, bless. Take them up to a new level, Lord. A new level of appreciation. A new level of the anointing. Take them up to a new level, Lord. A new level of praying with the anointing. A new level of fasting with the anointing. A new level, Lord, where they can see miracles happen. A new level where they can cast out devils in Jesus' name. And this new level, Lord, let them stay on it in Jesus' name. And then bountifully bless them on this new level in the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh my God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And God. Thank you, Lord.
I receive it.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. I receive it in Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. My. It's going to be something at this service on the mall, because I'm taking this anointing I feel on this prayer line, on this Bible.
Hallelujah.
Lord, don't make me get up.
Hallelujah.
Don't make me get up and start running. Yeah. So
thank you, Jesus.
I keep on saying that whenever you're in the room, all things are subject to you. And God, thank you. Tiredness is suffering. It's subject to you. Sickness is suffering. It's subject to you. Satan and Lord beat you. Yeah. Everything is subject to you. Peace is subject to you. Love is subject to you. Understanding is suffering is subject to you. And everything is subject to you. Thank you for the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Amen. Y'all have a wonderful night. Before I go, is there anybody want to say something before I go? All right. Y'all have a wonderful night. Don't have any music for you. But I got the Holy Ghost that can make better music than anybody in the world. Let him minister to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you. All right, y'all, I'm sitting out getting your prayers down here in Hagen, Georgia. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Good night, Chief Ambassador.
Good night. God bless you all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you. We hear you on the prayer line, darling. And disconnect your line.